We want to now look at two states that may once have been swing states, but seem to have swung and got stuck in one direction. Let's start with Florida. Republican rising star Governor Ron DeSantis won by 20 points, and other Republicans swept races by big margins. Not long ago, Florida was a key swing state. Today, it's solid red. Gary Finout is Florida reporter for Politico. So, Gary, I'm just going to spit back some numbers that we've read in your reporting. Just 4 years ago, DeSantis won by less than 1 percentage point. This week, 20. He calls it a win for the ages. Democrats used to outrun Republicans in voter registration by more than 500,000 voters. Now Republicans dominate registration. Even longtime Democratic strongholds like Miami-Dade County have flipped. What happened?
Well, there's a variety of factors that were have been at work. One of it, you know, some of them are, you know, the same kind of factors in politics all the time. Mm-hmm. One of it is money and resources and infrastructure. That has played a big role. Governor DeSantis put a big emphasis on voter registration and going after and building up. We've also seen demographic swings in terms of people moving into the state from other parts of the country, one of the fastest growing states in the nation over the last few years. And then additionally, and exit polls show this, DeSantis making inroads with different groups of voters, including doing very well with Hispanic voters, including in areas that normally you would think would have been aligned with Democrats. Right. For instance, one of the counties that has a heavy concentration of Puerto Rican voters in Central Florida was one of the counties that flipped.
Yeah.
So if you put it all together, created sort of a perfect storm, for lack of a better metaphor. And another big part of it is that DeSantis himself, his messaging has gotten him a lot of attention, but you have people who, you know, seem to have aligned themselves with some of the things he did, particularly with COVID. That's where it really, really began a noticeable change, as DeSantis was very much a contrarian to what was coming out of Washington and what the advice was there. And it's a message that has seemed to resonate with a lot of people.
Right. Well, you said a couple things. Florida has always had a base of more conservative Cuban Republicans, but as you mentioned, more Latino voters are switching to the GOP. DeSantis has told people to move to Florida. It seems like they have. You know, conservatives have come because he's asked them to. He says Florida has rewritten the political map. He did it literally. He wrote the redistricting maps. And in addition to being a victory for Republicans this week, how much of this is also a failure by Democrats? Have they abandoned the state?
Well, that is a clear factor at play. Basically, you had the chair of the Florida Democratic Party this week put out a memo that said, look, in 2018, we've got over $50 million of funding from various national Democratic groups. This year, it was about 1.5. You look at everything and it looks like major donors, major national organizations, they did not pour resources into the state. Now, part of it, I think, had to do with Trump. Trump won in what considered now compared to DeSantis, it's not a big margin, but Trump won by about 3% in 2020. And so you kind of in the wake of that and everything like that, you could tell that the National Democrats were kind of like, well, should we? The thing about it is Florida's a very expensive state, multiple media markets, you know. And so it appears that a lot of national Democratic groups are like, well, do we spend money in a state like Florida where we have to pour in a lot of money, or do we take it and maybe use it in a more in a fashion where we think our dollars are going to go more and we're going to, you know, maybe have the same outcome. So that was a great deal of it. Now, and the last thing I would say, if you look at that 20-point win, another factor, I don't think it would have affected the ultimate outcome. Another factor is a lot of Democrats stayed home. If you look at how many Democrats voted in 2018 versus now versus this time, there's clearly a dip. And is that the candidates that the Democrats put up? Was it the infrastructure, not getting people out there? But there are a lot of things that are going wrong for Democrats in Florida.
Infrastructure. A lot of them after Ian, I don't know if they can go somewhere to vote. But Gary, we got a few seconds. Does DeSantis mean that he has taken Florida away from Trump? Can Trump still go to Mar-a-Lago and do things like announce?
Well, that's going to be very interesting. I mean, clearly Trump has a great deal of, there's a lot of people in Florida who, you know, very, very supportive of the president. But I think in Florida, I think there's a lot of evidence to suggest that, you know, I think because there's even been some polling that suggests that if you were to, you know, put up a DeSantis versus Trump primary in Florida, DeSantis right now looks like he would win. Now, the question is, whose brand's going to play out more out in the rest of the country if they run head-to-head?
I'm going to have to stop you there, but even though we'd love to go on. But Gary Finout, of Politico, thank you.
Thank you.